Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Got another great concert event with Stratford Summer Music that's coming up for early May. Joining us on the phone line, Mark Fuhrer with Stratford Summer Music. Good morning, Mark.
Jamie Caudle.
Very good, Mark. I know you've been having a little bit of a cold going on there. Wasn't sure if you were going to do that, but you did well.
I'm glad I got through it. That bodes well for the rest of our interview here today.
Well,
how are you doing? You're good?
Good. Everything's great, and we got another great concert coming up for Sunday, May 4th at Jobsite. What's going on?
So, everyone's favorite, Hannah Thomas, who started making a name for herself ages past, seems like a lifetime ago, but I'm sure people will remember that whole COVID thing. When COVID started, Hannah started giving us some of her musical talents via the dock. On the water side, and she became an instant hit with the community. We started having her on our music barge over the years during the summer, and so now that we have a new series at the Jobsite Brewery, we're trying to spotlight local talents, so it was inevitable that eventually Hannah would make her way onto our Jobsite Brewery stage. So she's coming on the 4th of May, 2 p.m. show. She's bringing a few friends with her, the York Street Thought Process. I gotta say, I love that name. For a duo, that's an awesome name.
Yeah.
And Johan Yunt. So it's going to be Hannah Thomas and Friends, 2 p.m. on May 4th. Get your tickets at StratfordSummerMusic.ca.
Fantastic. So, it's happening at Jobsite Brewing, and there's been a number of shows with Stratford Summer Music at Jobsite. So this seems to be a pretty nice partnership for kind of these pop-up concerts, if you will.
Yes. In fact, we've been thrilled with the success of it. Since the very first one that we offered, we've had great crowds. I think people like the laid-back atmosphere. It's pretty intimate. You can meet the artists and talk to them, you know, with a beer in your hand. I mean, I personally love that style. I know it's not for everybody, but we've had great success with it. So we're going to continue it into the next season and see where it leads.
Very good. So again, we'll share the details. It's Hannah Thomas and Friends supporting great local artists, and that's at Jobsite Brewing for Sunday, May 4th at 2 o'clock. You can get tickets through StratfordSummerMusic.ca. And we've got more concerts coming up. There's one coming up in July. Is that right?
Oh, we've got all kinds coming up starting in July. This is our 25th anniversary season, so we've got we have a special fundraising dinner event we're doing at Starlight in June. That is something we've been working on for a while, organizing with special food on offer that night. It's June 20th at Starlight. Again, you can get your tickets for that through StraffordSummerMusic.ca. But because this is our big 25th anniversary season, we've got a month of programming starting July 17th, going all the way to August 10th, over 50 events. Of course, half of them are free for the public through our BARD series, as well as a new family series that we're offering that's also free for people. There's so much. I could talk to you for like the next hour about all the programming we have, but some of the highlights for me, opening night, we've got a special presentation of Carmina Burana happening. We've got pianist Stuart Goodyear returning to our stage to play what I consider to be a bit of an homage to the legendary Glenn Gould. He's going to play the Goldberg Variations for us. We've got the return of John Novacek, who's another pianist. He's playing a special version of Rhapsody in Blue for us. For those who don't know John Novacek, he's played Rhapsody in Blue for crowds upwards of 50,000 people. He's the guy when it comes to that tune. So we've got a whole host of great things happening in several different locations around town. Check us out. We've got 50 events that you can come to and come say hi.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an amazing 25th season coming up. My gosh, for Stratford Summer Music. Of course, Mark, we'll have you back on again to chat about that. But yeah, before we let you go, can we spotlight that Starlight Silver Serenade celebrating 25 seasons? This is for Friday, June 20th at Starlight. This looks like a big event.
Well, it's meant to be a kind of a toast to the start of the season for us. We have a special jazz trio that we're putting together for this event. We'll have speeches from some of us who have been involved with the festival for so many years. It's going to be an evening of music and food, and nobody likes a party like Stratfordians. So I suggest everyone get their tickets soon before this sells out.
And there's another great location, the Starlight on Wellington Street in downtown Stratford. That's a great spot.
Yeah, we love it. We've been friends there for the last while. And again, just like Jobsite, we're having great success getting into these different spaces that we have not used in the past, but now that we're in there, they're developing well, and we're going to keep doing that in the future.
Looking forward to a great season with Stratford Summer Music. In the meantime, we got a big concert for Sunday, May 4th at Jobsite Brewing, Hannah Thomas and Friends. Tickets through StratfordSummerMusic.ca. Mark Fuhrer with Stratford Summer Music. Thanks for this, Mark, and more great shows coming up.
Thanks, Jamie. Always a pleasure.